The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, 855-993-7569. Tell me what's on your mind, see if I can help you with it. There, one of the stories today, which you just kind of shake your head at, and it's from, Jake, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it's a woman, it's a U.S. tax judge from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's a tax judge, right? So people get hauled into court because they cheated on their income tax. She cheated to the extent of $400,000, and she was doing things like jewelry and Pilates and vacations as business expenses.
Wow.
Yeah, tax evasion,
real nice.
Obstruction of a tax audit, conspiracy, and making and subscribing false tax returns.
Gosh.
And she, I mean, I guess she knew how to do it. She was a tax court judge. I didn't even know they had tax court judges. She was appointed in 2003, which hears disputes between taxpayers and the IRS. She retired a year and a half ago. Wow.
Wow.
She and her husband worked as a lobbyist and ran a business called Grassroots Consulting. They conspired to cheat on their taxes between 2004 and 2012. They filed much of their personal spending. That's how Leona Helmsley went to prison. Personal spending is business expenses for the consulting group. Did they think nobody would look?
I guess.
Bahamas, Greece, and Thailand. Jewelry and clothing, spa and massage fees, Pilates classes, wine club fees, rent and utilities for home they leased, and similar costs for their principal residence. They also are charged with failing to disclose on their taxes $42,520 that they received from land in South Dakota and making a false claim of financial insolvency to avoid a tax bill. They couldn't be reached for comment.
Yeah.
They face a maximum sentence of more than 20 years. Man, I think that people who have the public trust and cheat like that, I think should be nailed. I really do.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my theory. This time of year is the Tribeca Film Festival. I know. The vaccination thing, well, we'll have to take it on at some point, but not yet. This was, I didn't mean to be obscure. There was a movie called Vax, V-A-X-X-E-D. Supposedly had to do with whistleblowers and vaccinations and the CDC. And Robert De Niro, as most of you probably know, is the founding father, essentially, of the Tribeca Film Festival. Came after September 11th, and this was his way of giving back to New York and become very successful. He has an autistic child. So this was something of particular interest to him. And he viewed, and supposedly, it's a little unclear exactly what happened, but the allegations are that he succumbed to political pressure. Now, knowing Robert De Niro, I think that's a little unlikely. I mean, he's not a warm, fuzzy kind of guy that goes quietly or gently. You know, what can I tell you? So the point being that it's generated a lot of... He pulled it. He said there wasn't enough information in it. So, I mean, a documentary by definition is somebody's point of view. All right, so... But I've been looking at a lot of documentaries, and there's one called... Well, there's Cartel Land, which I reviewed. I think came out on DVD last week, so I reviewed it last week. I'll get to DVDs this hour, too. So Cartel Land is about vigilantes on both sides of the border. One, a doctor in Mexico who's decided that the cartels, which have taken over from the Colombians, apparently, were terrorizing the town. So he decided that he was going to face down the cartels. And also... I think it's an ex-Texas Ranger, I think he's retired, who decided the immigration, the combination of the drugs coming from Mexico and people coming illegally in the United States was an issue. So he does his own vigilante version of the Border Patrol. The movie that I saw last night was about the Ukraine and about a pastor who has taken upon himself to go and essentially kidnap street kids who are on drugs and bring them to group housing and get them off drugs and save their lives and other kinds of public service kinds of things. And it's hugely controversial. Now, it occurred to me that this woman who's cheating on her taxes, and she's a tax judge, cartel land, and Almost Holy all have something in common. So I'm going to run this idea past you guys and see what you think. And I'm trying to also decide if there's a link of terrorism here. And we'll get to that in a minute. I'll tell you what my thinking is. That vigilantism is what occurs when people take the law into their own hands, right? We're most, in the United States, we're most familiar with it in the Old West, right? That people would go out and the posse would ride off and grab somebody who was robbing banks or stealing cattle or things of this sort. And it was called vigilante justice. What it was is people taking the law into their own hands. And why would you take the law into your own hands if you feel that either there is no law, which was presumably part of the West, that it was literally lawless, or that the law is not responsive? The problem about vigilantism is there's nobody who watches the vigilantes, right? That either we're a country of laws. Now, Ukraine presumably is a little different. And that's what he's maintaining, is that Ukraine is really, I mean, they declared their sovereignty from Russia, from the USSR, 20-some years ago, but they're really not. And they tried to join the European Union, and Putin sends the military in and tanks and whatever. So, and this guy says, and he goes and talks to the cops. He says, you're not doing anything. There's a whole generation of kids who are growing up on the street that men only know how to beat up women and drink. I mean, so, but the point being that he is saying there is no law, and therefore, morally, I have the right to do what I think is right. The problem is, if you're above the law, what stops you? And so I think we're seeing more and more of it, of people deciding that they're taking the law into their own hands. And on one level, you can understand it, of people feeling the law is not responsive. A tax judge is cheating on her taxes and has gotten away with it for a decade. So, but then on the other side of vigilantism is burning crosses. You know, is hanging people. That it's something that I find terrifying, and it's coming up more and more. We're not talking about the Wild West at this moment. We're talking about the Ukraine in 2015. We're talking about the Texas-New Mexico border with Mexico in 2015, and presumably 2016 as well. And it's something that I find very scary, and especially when you tie it to the question that we asked on Facebook a couple months ago, is what faith do you have in government? What do you think government does well? And basically people felt two things, that small government basically functioned, and big government doesn't function at all, has no interest in helping people, let alone little people, is corrupt, is bloated, is ineffective, ineffectual, not particularly moral. And those kind of assumptions and those kind of feelings, I think, give rise to the lawlessness. And long before ISIS and long before World Trade Center, I described emotional terrorism as people of teenagers who felt that they had, that following the system benefited them not at all. And therefore, if the system doesn't benefit you, if you don't see any way of getting what you want through the system, you overthrow the system. You don't care about the system. And that's basically what terrorism is. So it's something I really worry about as people feel less and less confident in leadership, in government, in the rule of law. I think it's a really disturbing kind of trend, and I'm seeing it not only internationally and not only nationally and locally as well. I think it's something we really need to be aware of. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives. And you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I just found out that a colleague of mine who was really, she was the first person who was on the air. I was the second. Tony Grant, who was started in Los Angeles, and there was not syndication then, so she had a show, and my program director sent me out to meet her after I'd been on the air for about, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks or so, and I'm really glad that waited, because she was a very smooth broadcaster, but had a completely different style than I did, and I was really glad to meet her. But some of the advice she gave me was a little off the wall, but a very interesting woman, very outspoken. She was actually born, I think, in New York, and went to school in Syracuse. She ended up on the West Coast, and I was born in New Orleans, ended up on the East Coast. Well, I was in San Francisco for a while. But she died today at 73, and it's not clear what she died of. So, but Tony, you were certainly one of the pioneers in the field that she had been on the air, I think, for a while. I think since about 2001. So that's 15 years already. Tony, you'll be missed. 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yeah, I wanted to add to the discussion. I'm sorry about the loss of the counselor and that. But I dialed before that came on, and you were talking about government and government waste. And, you know, I'm a retired person that was at the peon level in government. I gave direct services, so I was able to, I lived in the community where I gave the service.
What kind of service were you doing?
It was healthcare.
Okay.
And people would come up to me and say, I was at the supermarket, and they would see me, and they'd say how helpful I was, and thank you.
And, well, that's great.
And then I went to a yard sale, because we didn't earn a lot, if you know what I mean. And that's where I did most of my shopping, yard sales or used stores and that. And I'd run into people anyway at many years later, I went to a yard sale, and I was going to buy this thing, and I was asking them how much, and they said, oh, you are our such and such, and they said, for you, you just take it. I said, why, was I helpful? And they said, look at our son, 20 years later, look at him. I said, what did I say about him? And I said, when I did my SAM on the baby, I said, you've got a winner here. And she said, he was a winner. And we carried that. And now I hear that they've done away with most of the people that have done my job. And I feel sad about it. Because I know every day, night when I'd come home, I'd be really tired. Because I had to keep doing paperwork, trying to justify what I was doing. It took as long to do the paperwork to justify what I was doing. But I did good, and I'm so sorry that I think they've done away with most of the people in my position now. That's what I've heard. And it's just too bad, because we really filled in the gaps.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I think that, but I think there's a larger issue here, Helen, which is that kindness counts, that as the world gets larger and to a certain extent more impersonal, that personal touch, whether it's just saying, wow, this is you've got a winner here, or you're going to be okay, or just the laying on of hands makes a difference. And I think that healthcare, interestingly enough, I think is moving both directions at the same time. In some ways, it's becoming more impersonal, because insurance companies are paying for, you have to see more people and their diagnostic tests. And I actually got an email from one of my physicians saying, okay, well, you can just do this, on Skype. And I thought, ye God, you can't tell my breath. You can't tell the texture of my skin. You can't tell the color of my eyes. You can't tell the tremor of my hand on Skype. You know, what are we talking about here? On the other hand, that nurse practitioners are becoming more and more important. That sort of paraprofessionals, I've seen more and more emergency care facilities where you can just walk in. So and in terms of the prescriptions of how we're treating people's illnesses, I mentioned my friend. She got 2 years of life beyond what her diagnosis was. They gave her 8 months when she was diagnosed, and she lived for almost exactly 2 years and 8 months. Most of it in a relatively healthy fashion, because they did essentially, it wasn't gene therapy exactly, but it was close to it. Very individualized, personalized kind of cancer treatment as opposed to the cocktails that they use. So it's a very interesting time, I think, in the world where technology is allowing people to have more and more individual kind of concern. But Helen, as you point out, there is no substitute for just that the smile or the laying on of hands or saying, well, you've got a winner here, or just this kindness of saying, may I help you? To a certain extent, I think
what their concerns are, and then trying to bring them into the fold of how we view healthcare, because everybody's have our opinion, but yet you got to take their opinion, and yet management doesn't see that it's a slow process to try to bring people into the fold. That, you know, there's certain things that people need to do for their health.
Well, but I would disagree with you. I think that that medicine has really, in the last two decades, has switched from only treating pathology to trying to help to wellness, of exercising more, of eating better, of
right.
meditation, of sort of Eastern kind of philosophies toward meditation, and so things change. It's never. And I actually know people
about urgent care places.
Pardon me?
Don't let me forget to say something about urgent care places.
Go ahead and say something about urgent care.
Okay. It kind of bugs me.
Why?
Because for children, a lot of people will just bring their kids in there, and you don't get an overview. They don't necessarily get to do the developmental teaching that parents need. And also, it's a way for people that abuse their kids to go around the system, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true. There's more and more.
Sometimes that happens.
Well, but sometimes, listen, people fall through the. Well, but people fall through. But Helen, people can fall through the cracks every place. The thing about modern medicine is it's so computer based and so information based that the idea that you could used to be able to take your kid to different doctors and kind of von Mucken system and I think that's just no longer feasible because everything's on a database. So I don't know. I think that and medicine I think has gotten much more adept and sophisticated about things like that. So. But I'm delighted that that you made such a difference, and hopefully people will be inspired by that as well. 855-993, you're welcome. 7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog. And Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Should we do an email here?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one. We haven't done one for a while.
All right. This one is from Lupe. She says, "Hello, Dr. Joy. My name is Lupe, and I have a 17-year-old daughter who lives with her dad an hour away from me just for high school.
Okay.
She is overall a good girl, but last night her dad found in her backpack marijuana and a pipe. He went crazy and is taking all of this over the top. I know it's a horrible thing to go through for her, but I know it's not a huge mistake. I will go meet with them and confront her about it. What words or things can I say so she understands that it's not a big deal, but there are consequences for it? Can you give advice what I can do to fix this problem and what things to say?"
Okay, kiddo, let me tell you, I'm glad you asked. If you go into this meeting with your husband or your ex and your daughter saying it's not a big deal, you're going to start a war with your ex. because he's clearly feeling it's a big deal. So I hear what you're saying, but the point is she's a minor, and even if she's in a state that's legalized medical marijuana or decriminalized possession, she's still a minor. And what I would do is go into this, because as I said, you cannot go in saying it's not a big deal, because what will happen is that your ex will either go to court and say that Lupe is, you know, an inappropriate parent, you know, a negligent parent. So you can't do that. But what you can say is, look, this drug, it's illegal. You're underage. That it can affect your life. Let's just put aside the effects, the chemical effects of marijuana temporarily. Let's just talk about the legal consequences. If you're busted with this, that it could affect your ability to go to medical school, to go to law school, to be bonded, to go into the financial world. You don't want something like this to limit your options as an adult. You're underage. No one has ever said that marijuana is good for you. No one has ever said it will help you study or help you focus or make you smarter. So the point is, when you're an adult, if you want to use marijuana, I don't think it's a very good idea or whatever. But right now you're not an adult. And if she hasn't already tried it on you, she will say, well, you know, it wasn't mine. I was holding it for a friend. Say that. That if your friends are using, they're going to convince you it's okay. And what you're a smart kid, and you don't want to have the possibilities of going into medicine or law or politics or the financial world limited because you got busted. So how stupid is this? Wait till you're an adult, and then if this is something you want to do, wait till you're not living under your mom's, you know, under my roof or your dad's roof. And if you want to do something stupid, do something stupid. But for right now, this is stupid. If you go in saying it's not a big deal, you're going to start a war that you can't win. And it is a big deal in that she's a minor. And as I said, no one's ever said it's going to help you study better. No one's ever said it's going to help you make better friends. No one's ever said it's going to make you less likely to go to bed with a guy that you don't like. I mean, so there are issues. And she's a minor. And therefore, it's illegal for her to have it. It's illegal for her to buy it. The people she's going to be dealing with, and who knows what it's cut with. It's just not a very wise thing to do. Right, so that's how I would go in. And in terms of punishment, I think that I would, rather than saying, all right, you're grounded until you're 48, I would say, and you're going to have to talk with your ex about this beforehand, of asking her what she thinks a reasonable punishment is. And I guarantee she's going to say, well, I don't know. And you're going to say, no, that's not viable. We're trying to treat you like an adult. You're going to have to act like an adult. Okay, so the idea is really to help her understand consequence as much as anything else. All right, do not say it's not a big deal. All right. All righty. You can see why the two of you aren't living together anymore. And what she wants to do is, look, as you know, I have the five criteria for parents and of late adolescents. High school diploma, no prison record, not drug addicted, not pregnant, and not wrapping each other around telephone poles in car accidents. Past that, anything else is gravy. And presumably she has plans for herself, and helping her to focus on those makes more sense than saying that either it's a big deal or not a big deal. And she's going to do the thing that all of us did of, well, marijuana affects you a lot less than alcohol, and you guys drink. Okay, been there, done that. But so explain to her the consequences, the legal consequences, and then it's not going to help her on her SATs. It's not going to help her on her algebra exam. And the idea that somehow you're going to get away with it, it stinks. All you have to do to know that somebody's been toking up is be within 5 feet of them. So, okay. I'll tell you what, let's do DVDs right here, shall we?
Okay.
Or do you want to wait? What have I got here? I've got 5 or 6 minutes here.
Yep.
All right, let's do DVDs, and then we'll finish up with either a call or a DVD or a program director or something.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay. So do you want to do the da-da-da-dum-da-dum, the DVDs?
Yep.
Now available on DVD.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Well nice. Done. Yeah, I get. You know, I'm learning how to do this. All right, there are a bunch of little movies, but I'll sort of review a whole bunch of TV shows that are available on DVD. The first season, and I'll mention them because you're on your own about those. But one of the movies, which is kind of, it came out last year and it kind of disappeared without a stone, without a ripple. But it's an interesting movie. It's called Mojave, and it stars Oscar Isaac, Garrett Hudlin, Mark Wahlberg. And it is an interesting movie. It's one of the more bizarre movies that you'll see. All right, it's a thriller. Desperate to escape his humdrum luxury existence, an incredibly successful filmmaker named Thomas goes off to the desert to find himself. Fueled by vodka and irresponsible driving, he finds himself facing off with a drifter who possesses a razor-sharp intellect. In a dangerous game of cat and mouse, it soon becomes obvious that these two characters exist at opposite sides of the life spectrum. Now that they've met, there's no turning back. There is one of the cooler sort of special effects. There's a car that goes flying through the air in this one, which is the thing I remember most about it. But, I mean, it's two incredibly hot guys being, sort of facing off against each other. It's an interesting movie. It didn't do very well, and I'm not sure why not. Part of it may just be timing. Part of it, it's a little movie, but the flying car I thought was actually kind of cool. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, the big movie on DVD this week is Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. I think this was the most popular movie last year. I think it made the most money. This is the one with Daisy Ridley. This was her big breakout. Adam Driver's in it, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Oscar Isaac. We're having an Oscar Isaac week. Mark Hamill is in it, Domhnall Gleeson, who's terrific in this. Alrighty, set 30 years after the events of Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, Episode 7, The Force Awakens, picks up the story of a galaxy turned upside down with the deposition of the evil empire and the rise of the Rebel Alliance to take its place. I had mentioned before I was in Florida where they had a Founders Day parade, and they've got all these people dressed up in 1800s thing. They've got I just forgot what the name of them was.
Sure.
You know, the guys with the white helmets and the Force Army. The First Order, that's what they're called. Mm. The cruel First Order rising to fill the void left by the Empire's destruction, and the Resistance dedicated to eradicating their influence. Heroes Finn and Rey will need to stop the villainous Kylo Ren and the First Order from assuming total control of the galaxy with the help of the old heroes Han Solo and Leia Organa. Princess Leia, did we even know she had a last name? Did you know that Carrie Fisher's last name was Organa?
No.
I didn't either. We knew it's Han Solo, not Hans. It's singular. It grossed basically $1 billion, $933.8 million.
Wow.
$1 billion. And it came out, it's been out for less than 6 months. It came out December 18th. So significantly less than 6 months. It's like, what? This is the fourth month, so it's 4.5 months. It made $1 billion. I think it's the number one movie. Right. So the only reason that I would tell you not to get this, because you're going to, it will be the number one movie that it's on. You can get it on DVD, is that it's fun to see in a big theater with Dolby sound, but you're going to go see it anyway. And this is for the fanboys. You're going to see it 14 times. This is not, this is PG-13. It's a little bloody and a little violent, but it's great fun, and you'll see why it $1 billion in 4.5 months. In fact, just about 4 months, a little less. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Jake, do you want me to take the call? We don't know. Can I have a name?
Annette.
Annette.
Yeah,
okay.
Put her on hold quick.
All right, Annette. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. So I have a fine art degree, and I haven't been able to. I went back to school when I was in my late 50s, Now I'm 57.
Okay.
I haven't, and I'm also good in Photoshop, but I haven't been able to find a job. I've been starting to do my own project, but I would have liked to work part-time. I would have liked to work part-time, every day.
Like doing what? What would you like to do? What would your dream job be?
Well, my dream job would be to illustrate CDs, but I would like to do something that I can use my Photoshop knowledge.
Well, I mean, one of the possibilities in terms do you live in a big city?
No, I don't.
So you could do this out of your house, obviously. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
So you want to do, what you said, covers for CDs?
Yeah, I would have liked that. I'm very good in portraits. I get the likeness very well.
Well, that's a different issue, though. One of the possibilities is this summer at... All right, let me ask you this question, because I'm a little bit... ignorant about that. Could you, for example, take your computer to a street fair and do people's portraits like they do in Times Square, where they do it with charcoal? But would you be able to do that?
Well, that I can do without my computer. I've done birthday party.
Okay.
And I've done another party where the people would sit and I would do their portrait. It takes me about...
All right, here's what I do. What I would do is I would start... Are you? It sounds like you're very computer savvy, yes?
I know Photoshop, and, you know, I know how to scan and then play around.
All right, here's what I want you to do. What kind of computer do you have?
Well, we don't have a good computer. What I need for my work is an Apple computer. We don't have that.
All right. Well, do you have the money to buy one or not?
When I need to do something, I go back to where I went to school, but it takes me a long, you know, it's not very close.
Right. Here's what I would do. I would get in touch with a local, go online and see if you can buy, for example, a used Apple computer. Because a lot of people, the thing about computers is people trade them in fairly frequently, and there's really
right.
nothing that goes wrong with them. They're just not as, you know, a lot of people want
right.
a huge amount of memory because they're playing video games and stuff like that, and you need just enough to be able to do your work. So I would go on Amazon, or I would call the Apple Store and figure out, do some research to find out what...
Right.
What
even, I...
Pardon me?
I know I could get refurbished quite cheaply.
Exactly. So find out what the kind of minimum level computer you need is, and so I'm sure you can get one for a lot less than you would buy a new one, all right, number one. Number two, then I would start, I would put together a website that says CD covers, portraits, whatever, and I would have a bunch of different things on your website where you can. And the thing about buying an Apple is you can go and take their classes for free. So, because I think trying to find yourself a job, unless it's for like a nonprofit, or if for example if you're a member of a church group and they have a newsletter, it may be that talking with them, talking with your local newspapers, although newspapers really don't have much money these days, and they usually have in-home kind of people. I know you've taken classes, but I think what you want to do is get your name out there. And maybe what you do is hand out flyers at the grocery store that says, you know, portraits, especially you've got the wedding season coming up, you've got graduations, and say, you know, portraits, portrait of your loved one done in whatever, and here's $5 off. And so you get yourself a reputation, because if you can do this for yourself, you can do it, you could probably make more money than you can working for somebody else. You can set your own hours, and you can decide how much you want to do. So I think what you need is essentially a portfolio, and portfolio these days you do online. So get yourself a used computer that makes sure that you've done the research, so you don't buy something that's too antiquated that won't serve your purposes. So you want to find the cheapest, the oldest, or the oldest computer that will still serve your needs. Then I would go to the local high school, and maybe junior high school and the hospital, and print up a nice little flyer, because you're good at that, that says, you know, your baby's portrait or family reunions or whatever, and give people $5 off with this flyer and see what you can do. My guess is you maybe make sure that you get cash up front, or that you also can take people's credit cards, and put up some examples of what you've done and see what happens. Because I think right now you're probably going to be better as doing this on your own. And then if you're really good, somebody may come and offer you a job. But for right now, what you need is work that people can look at and say, oh, yeah, we want that.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
But the similarity, if I pull up my work, you can't really see the similarity of the person and the portrait itself.
Well, yes, you can. You just take a picture of the person and put it up beside it. Sure. That's easy. That's the easy part.
Right.
All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and give it a try. And, you know, basically what you need at this moment is even more important than money right now, is just as a portfolio. You just need some examples to show here's what the picture looks like, and here's what, right, you know, what I did for them. So people have a really good sense of it. You may also want to go, like, to a shopping mall. There are places that... that sell baby clothes or something, and say, look, we'll do your, I'll come in and do baby portraits or something. Because right now you just need a body of work to show people.
Right. Yeah,
all right?
I see.
So computer first, do the research, so you make sure you're not buying something that's not usable. Then just have family members, or do it at a birthday party and show pictures of what the person looks like and what your Photoshop of them look like.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You know, let me tell you one other thing that just occurred to me. Because you're 57, if you go to AARP, they have a whole thing about second careers. That's some free mentoring. That may not be a bad place to start either. All right? But get started. Let's see what you can find. All righty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.